Husker Radio back here with the voice of the Huskers on the volleyball side, Mr. John Baylor. Good to have him on for the first time this year. John, how are you?
I'm great. Tanner, how are you?
I'm excellent. Let's talk a little Husker volleyball. You are JB John Baylor, as they're known here and well across the state. How, I got to ask, first off, before we get into the actual volleyball and you know why we're talking to you, how much fun are you having, maybe last Saturday, not included, being the voice of this Husker volleyball team?
It's so much fun. I mean, it keeps me young. Other guys will buy red Corvettes or maybe get pectoral implants. I just call Nebraska volleyball matches, and it rejuvenates me because these are true student athletes, and they are committed. And seeing anyone committed to a cause is just inspiring. And from the top of the program to the ticket takers and everybody in between, including the lowly broadcaster, there is just such a commitment to excellence and to making everyone in the state proud, and to just play a small role in that, to have a box seat to the greatest show on Terraflex is a fabulous honor.
So from one lowly broadcaster to a self-described another, you're saying I should cancel the pectoral surgery implants and just stick with what I'm doing?
Absolutely. It's a lot less expensive. And at some point, someone might find out, and that's going to be socially harmful. So do it the old-fashioned way, hit the barbells, or just call game.
Okay. Let's talk about that three-set loss if we have to. Wisconsin, of course, came into Bob Devaney Sports Center. That's very rare for the Big Red to do that, lose at home in three sets. And a game that hit very well. What did you see from that one last Saturday?
It's about as rare as a Hale-Bopp comet. It doesn't happen very much. In fact, the last time Nebraska got swept was versus Texas in the national semis way back in 2006. The last time I have it at home was in August of 2014 against Stanford, so that's more than 5 years ago. What I saw were a few characteristics that are so atypical. They're a little alarming, and I trust they will stop right before they begin a trend. And the first is that defensively, Nebraska was suspect. And this is Nebraska's trademark. Their hallmark is suffocating opposing teams. And for some reason, the block often was not there when Wisconsin attacked. The dig was not well positioned where Nebraska, Wisconsin attacked the ball. And Wisconsin put up just stratospheric numbers, hitting near 400 against Nebraska's normally airtight defense. Secondly, each of those three sets, Tanner, were very close. And that's typically Nebraska's time. When it gets close near the end, it's the other team that wilts. It's the other team that suffers from disbelief. And it's Nebraska, just by virtue of the jersey, the colors, the tradition, the culture that's embedded, the belief that they all share, that Nebraska usually shines in those scenarios. But for that to happen, three straight close sets at the end was atypical, and it's something the Huskers got to put behind them. So now it's 5-plus days of training, and Nebraska does it better than any other program. My guess is they're going to reinforce that confidence they had before and get back to the ways that we're accustomed to, what we saw at Illinois, for example, just a little more than a week ago Friday at Illinois, when close matches went Nebraska's way.
Yeah, you mentioned those three sets, and Nebraska led late. I mean, maybe not all late, but pretty middle to late in all three sets. Is that a product of the youth of the team, or you know, I know you said that's alarming to not only have close sets and not win them, but they also led in all three of those.
Yeah, it was a bit alarming, but it was so unusual. That's just when Nebraska usually carries forth, but. Yeah, we just have to recognize that Michaela Fecky and Kenzie Maloney are not going to jog out of that locker room. So this group has to find that aura, that ability in a close match to pull through. Now, there are examples when it doesn't occur. For example, the national championship match against Stanford last year. But for the Huskers, even to be in that match was remarkable. I mean, Stanford had so much talent. Nebraska had six losses going in. So just phenomenal, but that was a rare exception, and also Saturday night was another. So this bunch has to take care of some business that'll build that belief. They've got to continue to get great offensive production from Jazz Sweet, from Lexi Sun. They need to get the ball more to Lauren Stivens, because we know we'll get fabulous offensive production from her in the middle. Lexi's got to improve her defense, the digging and the passing. Maddie Kubik's got to improve her passing because other teams just keep serving our two outsides, Maddie and Lexi, and there's a reason for that. So if those things can get shored up, the confidence will follow, or maybe the confidence precedes it, but they're clearly synchronistic, and they've got to happen soon because Huskers have about 3 weeks here, Tanner, when we don't play anyone that's a top 15 team. We play Purdue twice, but otherwise all unranked teams. The next six are a time when the Huskers can get well.
John Baylor with us, voice of the Nebraska volleyball team. You mentioned this weekend, you have Michigan State Friday, Michigan on Sunday. Pair of a couple 11-3 teams overall. What do you expect from these two?
They're untested, so it's not clear. I mean, they both have really soft schedules. As we speak, they're both 11-3. Michigan State is 2-2 in the conference. They've got really tall players, as usual. They're number one in the conference in blocking. They're number one in the conference now in defense, with Nebraska falling. So, but it's against a schedule that's pretty soft, and so it's nearly not clear how good this team is. They're not ranked. They're not getting any votes. Furthermore, they just took a really bad loss at Maryland. That should not happen. And the week prior, Michigan State swept Maryland at home. Meanwhile, Michigan is always well coached. They have a ton of talent. They won one match against Notre Dame. That's their best win of the year. Then they lost one against Notre Dame. They've beaten Ohio State twice. They're 11-3. They're 4-0 in the conference. Again, a soft schedule. So it's really unclear. With teams that are untested, you really don't know their potential. On paper, though, every year these teams are to be respected, and they've got Nebraska's attention. But Huskers haven't lost to either one in at least 4 years. So,
John Baylor with us, voice of the Nebraska volleyball team. I heard a few matches ago when Coatney was calling the game, he put a kaboom and a you betcha, I think, back-to-back, something like a you boom of sorts or something like that, as Lauren Cook said. That's something for you to use down the road, or is that tossed in the trash?
No. Did he use kaboom?
He kind of wanted to say it. He said, I think maybe Lauren helped him out with it a little bit.
Well, he has so many phrases that he's coined, and you betcha is a good one, and many others. But yeah, I guess I started using kaboom probably around 5 years ago, and people kind of like it. It kind of explains exactly what just happened, but. I need to find some more phrases. You do this for 26 years, and you get a little repetitive. So I got to try to stay fresh and find some new stuff. I don't think kaboom is going anywhere anytime soon.
All right. John Baylor with us. Thanks so much. Have fun this weekend. Nebraska, Michigan State. We'll have them both here locally on the Husker Sports Network. Appreciate the time.
Great to be with you.